Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 29 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its March WASD report. The March 2007-2008 ending stocks estimates look like this in billions of bushels. Corn, 1.438. Soybeans, 140 million. And wheat, 242 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to weaker today amid sufficient supplies available to the processing plants. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops from $32 to $37. Peary called steady today with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, March 10th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,037. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42.75 to $52.03. The weighted average, $50.21, a loss of 47 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.20 to $41.91, the weighted average, $39.50. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,345. The base price range, $42.75 to $56. The weighted average, $52.16, a loss of 36 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.64 to $39.89, and the weighted average was $39.07. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, it looks like conditions in South America will be, well, a little bit up and down. Crop weather in Argentina will be considered fine over the next couple of weeks. Some late season crops should develop under favorable conditions, with only significant dryness occurring in northeastern Argentina and maybe in a few of the far southwestern locations. Brazil's crop weather, a little less than ideal, with frequent rain impacting parts of the nation. However, most of the recent rain has been light and infrequent enough to allow some harvest progress to be made. Field work will be slow for the remainder of the week, from southern Mato Grosso do Sul into Paraná into southern Minas Gerais, where the greatest rainfall is expected once again. Outside South America, India's northern showers will fail to produce significant rain, but the impact on production minimal because it's too late in the season for crops to benefit much from the significant rain anyway. And China's southern corn region needs to warm up to support field work. Rapeseed is beginning to develop, but it still needs warmer conditions to stimulate the faster crop development. As far as South Africa goes, summer crop conditions remain very good and the situation not expected to change much. Rain will occur more frequently than usual, but the impact on crops may not be all that great. In the U.S., southeastern U.S. planting is off to a slow start, but weather conditions should gradually improve over the next couple of weeks. And in the Midwest, still looking for some warm, dry conditions. In fact, we got them today, but it does look like there will be a chance for some more precipitation, and precipitation that will be heavy enough to induce some flooding across the lower Midwest late this week due to the moderate rainfall after the recent snow melts. The most significant flooding expected Monday into Tuesday after a large storm system pushes across the Midwest. Some areas may end up with 1 to more than 3 inches of rain between the storm system late this week and one early next week. Right now, it looks like the area along and just south of the Ohio River favors the heaviest precipitation. That would impact portions of far southern Illinois, where maybe up to an inch and a half of rain, and some areas across central and northeastern Kentucky into southern Ohio. Right now, projections are for more than 3 inches of rain. And again, that's an area that picked up the heavy snowfall late last week and into the weekend. So flooding is going to probably show its face there in a big way next week. As far as the Delta in the southeast, they are starting to see some more scattered showers across portions of Mississippi, Alabama, southern Tennessee, and the leading edge of the showers pushing now into central Georgia. The drought area has really been reduced over the last month or so from northeastern Alabama across northern Georgia into the western tip of South Carolina and western North Carolina, and it does look like they are in line for more rain over the next week or so. The heaviest rain will be north of that area, but again, they should benefit from some precipitation. Planting conditions should improve in the Delta in the southeast after around March 20th, with only occasional isolated to scattered showers expected to close out the month, and those showers will have little impact on soil moisture. However, this time period is still a long way out in the forecast, and computer forecast models typically do not perform very well in spring, so confidence not all that great, but again, conditions do look to be improving as we start to get a little bit more dry and more warm weather across the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 12.08 and three quarters, up 7 3/4. Last trade up 23. The Chicago Board of Trade March wheat open at 11.46, up 6. Last trade up 9.5. May, 11.70, up 7. Last trade up 14. July, 11.29, up 7 1/4. Last trade up 5 3/4. March corn open at 5.56, up 0.5. Last trade up 1 1/4. May, 5.66 1/4, up 0.5. Last trade up 5 3/4. July, 5.78, down 1/4. Last trade up 5.5. December, 5.79, unchanged. Last trade up 5.5. March beans open at 13.90, up 2. Last trade down 13. May, 14.17 1/2, up 11. Last trade up 22. July, 14.28 1/2, up 8. Last trade up 20 1/2. November, 13.08 3/4, up 8 3/4. Last trade up 17 1/2. May soybean meal open at 350.840, up 10. Last trade up 3.10. May soybean oil open at 62.39, up 25. Last trade up 1.10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like traders have a little bit to sort out, particularly in the soybean market, where if you look at the domestic, we went down by 20 million bushels to 140. But if you look at world supplies, we saw Brazil increased by 500,000 metric tons, and world supplies overall increased by 1.62 million metric tons. So which wins out off of the opening bell, the domestic or the world numbers?
Domestic wins out at the opening bell. We'll see what it does then during the day, but at the moment they're calling 20 to 30 higher on the soybeans due to that 20 million drop in carryout, all from additional exports.
And do you think then by the end of the day more attention will be put on these world numbers?
It could be. The other thing is the outside markets could help pull or push. And as you've seen or heard, the stock market is way back up due to Fed moves overnight. So that might also help the beans go up some.
Yeah, we saw that overnight the Fed injected about $200 billion, excuse me, into an expanding securities lending program. And that certainly has helped the Dow overnight. It's helped the S&P 500, and it's helped the U.S. dollar index also. Or do you think that this move will finally put a bottom in the U.S. dollar or not?
I think it's the start of it, but I don't know that we're there yet, because the rest of the economies of the world are doing better than the U.S. economy, and that makes their money, whatever it's called, the Chinese money, the whatever, worth more than the U.S. dollar.
Turn your attention to the corn market then, Pete. We're on the world numbers. We see Brazil has an additional 3 million metric tons on this report.
And they also raised the carryout on the world from 101.9 to 104. So that's a 1.1 or 2.1 million metric tons. But they lowered again, U.S., down more than expected. No, they didn't lower corn at all. They
corn
left
was
it all alone.
Unchanged.
So, eventually that higher in the world should mean something, but I think the wheat and the beans going higher are going to drag corn 5 to 8 early.
And then what about the wheat analysis, please?
And the wheat was mostly down. It was down more than expected from 272 to 242. 25 of it was due to more exports. 5 of it was due to more UCJS feed. I don't know how you feed high-priced wheat, but that's what the report said. But again, in the world, they raised carryout, not much, 0.7, I believe it was. But again, tightness of old supply has really drug wheat up, and I see it going 20, 15, 20 higher again today.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.